On the 3rd of March 2013, Carol opened her home northeast of Johannesburg to neighbors so they could watch a soccer match. It was a fun day and drinks were flowing. After the match, the guests left, except for two. A young girl who she had befriended and a married neighbor, Carol says, the friend left to buy more alcohol. Little did she know, the married neighbor had a different agenda. He overpowered her and sexually assaulted her in her house. When her friend returned after the alleged rape, the neighbor quickly left. She reported the incident to the police, and he was arrested the same night.
When you go and report a case, at that very same moment, you are like most vulnerable. And no one advises you that you don't have to make a statement at that point in time when you're vulnerable. When you go through your statement, you are obviously not on your normal senses. So you will sign for whatever. And when you go to court, and the minute they read your statement, it's a complete different thing that you cannot challenge. The fact that the guy was a lawyer and the wife was a doctor.
However, despite DNA evidence and her testimony, the key witness disappeared when she was due to testify. The court ruled in favor of the alleged perpetrator, who had insisted it was consensual sex. Carol, as she sips a beer, says the not guilty verdict, which was only reached 4 years later, turned her life upside down.
A few years later, I found out that the person that was supposed to witness the case was, she went AWOL when I needed her most. And later in the years, she came back and told me that she was raped. I've been in hospital numerous times. This changed my life completely. I knew exactly what I wanted in life. To a person being diagnosed with depression, later it was epilepsy, hypertension, diabetes, and migraine. I take 21 tablets per day.
And more tears as her teenage daughter went through the same ordeal. The alleged perpetrator, a close cousin, he allegedly sexually molested her when she was 4 years old and again when she was 9 years old, this time at her grandmother's house.
I didn't understand, and I kept quiet for like the longest time, maybe 4 to 5 years. Until family members started noticing that I'm distant. And then I had to explain, why have I become distant? And from being a bubbly child to the quiet one, and I isolated myself a lot. So they noticed, there's a change of behavior. And then I told mom. And then I was also told to keep quiet because of my mom's situation and her sicknesses, and she might not even be able to handle me telling her what happened to me, so I continued to keep quiet. More than anything, I felt betrayed, but I had to live with that.
What would have given you closure or comfort?
Yo, killing him.
You were that angry?
Yeah, I'm still that angry. I still want him to suffer. I still want him to die.
She only told her mother when she was 12 years old. Now, 17, the relationship between mother and daughter is strained. The teenager is accused of being ill-disciplined. Tragedy struck the family once again. A cousin, 21-year-old Tando, was allegedly raped by a family member just months ago. The matter was reported to the police.
we're not okay. It brought back a lot of things. We started feeling like it's history repeating itself all over again.
Trauma, shame, regret, fear. Just some of the emotions rape victims experience. Koni Ramathibela, Ikhayele Themba Head of Professional Services, says child sexual abuse or incest is prevalent in many families. Ramathibela says it has been exacerbated by the hard lockdown last year when people couldn't leave their homes.
It's so prevalent, and I think even with COVID, it has escalated as well, because children were not going to school most, and they were stuck with the male family relatives. It happens a lot.
Ramathibela says perpetrators often get away as families sweep the problem under the carpet.
It does not get reported more often because the child is threatened. The families decide, prefers to settle the matter out of court, either because the person who did this is a breadwinner or it is to save face that, you know, it's like ishaz, or it's something that cannot go out there.
These family secrets often haunt the victims, as Ramathibela explains.
And sometimes, mostly, it's a victim blaming. They blame the victim and protect the perpetrator, which is so unfortunate. It becomes very difficult for the victim to go on because of the fear, and it causes childhood trauma. Sometimes people who experienced sexual abuse as children, they don't speak out until at the later stage when they become independent. Maybe the person has problem with relationships because there are also physical damages that are happening. Maybe a person has a problem in conceiving now because something they did. Maybe the child's belly was damaged, or maybe she was made to do an abortion, things like that. The coping mechanism, a person can choose wrong lifestyle, like can be an addict, depend on substances in order to cope. The person can tend to be an abuser herself or himself, because it also happens to the boys as well.
If the matter is reported and the child doesn't feel comfortable living in the same environment, it is in the best interest of the child to be taken to a youth care center for protection. If you as a parent or family member conceal the rape, you too can be arrested as an accomplice to the crime. Pearl Makubane, SABC News, Johannesburg.